I thought that since Arizona is a hotbed of writers, and as it is, I mean, that didn't sound right. Jesus, I meant that as a big compliment. It didn't come out that way. Since there's so many writers here, and I've been spending the last couple of months going over student theses at Irvine, and people ask me, am I going to write like this all the time, forever? And I said, of course you won't. You will change, and we all change. And I was asked that question a couple of times in a couple of classes today. And so I thought I would show how I think my writing has changed. I've never really done this, but I think I would like to read poems from very early poems all the way through what I've sort of just finished. To show that not necessarily a change for the better, but certainly a change. And I thought I would start with four or five poems from a book called The Grave of the Right Hand, the title of which is the best part of the book, I think, really. But you know, it's strange. You look back on you. Tom Gunn once told me years ago when I was trying to put a first book together, he said, "You're going to love your first book someday." I'm still waiting, Tom, but maybe it will happen. You know, anyone could have written this book. As it turned out, I wrote it. Then I started writing poems that only I could write, and those are the ones that we're all interested in, of course. But as I said, let me start with some earlier poems and then move on up closer to the present day. The first one I would like to read is called The Daughters of Blum. Each one, as I was looking over these this evening, I realized that each one of these poems, and of course this is very natural, is trying to work on a technical situation, learning how to do something rather than learning how to say something. There's some difference there, which I'm sure you all are aware of too. This one was trying to write a five-syllable line. It's in syllabics, called The Daughters of Blum. Blum only because it's a one-syllable word. It could have been any the Daughters of Woods, the Daughters of Smith. But I was thinking of Blum's Candies in San Francisco when I was there. The Daughters of Blum are growing older. These chill winter days, locking their rooms, they seem to pause, checking perhaps for the lights, the window curtain, or something they want to remember that keeps slipping their minds. You have seen them, how they stand there, perplexed and a little shocked, as though they had spied unexpectedly from one corner of one eye the lives they must have left somewhere once on a dresser, gloves waiting for hands.